Good morning. You are listening to Focus Espresso, and this KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com. Good morning. This is Gretchen. It's Monday, Memorial Day, and I have a special program planned for you. And let's start it right now with some Hazel Dickens.
shelter everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Silvery lining to the clouds that drift above, and depart the the ship will come sailing, bringing back the ones we love. We are waiting,
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 waiting
with a smile and song.
We are waiting,
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 waiting, waiting, and it won't be long.
The ship will come sailing,
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 sailing, sailing over the dashing foam.
We are waiting,
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 waiting for the boys to come home.
1942, I was part of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain said we gotta ford the river, that's where it all began. We were knee deep in the big muddy and the damned fool kept yelling to push on. Sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the way back to base? Sergeant, I once crossed this river not a mile above this base. It'll be a little soggy, but we'll keep on slogging. We'll soon be on dry ground. Well, we're waist deep in the big muddy and the damn fool kept yelling to push on. Captain, sir, with all this gear, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, follow me, I'll lead on. Well, we're neck deep in the big muddy and the damn fool kept yelling to push on. All of a sudden, the moon clouded over. All we heard was a gurgling cry. And a second later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn round, men, I'm in charge from now on. And I just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. Stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know the water was deeper than the place where he'd once been. But another stream had joined the muddy a half mile from where we'd gone. Well, we're lucky to get out of the big muddy when that damn fool kept yelling to push on. Want to draw conclusions, leave that to yourself. Maybe you're still walking, maybe you're still talking, maybe you've still got your health. But every time I hear the news, that old feeling comes back on. We're neck deep in the big muddy and the damn fools keep yelling to push on. Knee deep in the big muddy and the fools keep yelling, push on. Waist deep in the big muddy and the damn fools keep yelling, push on. waist deep, neck deep, we'll be drowning before too long. We're neck deep in the big muddy and the damn fools keep yelling. So push on.
Good morning, this is Gretchen. You are listening to Folk Espresso on Memorial Day. We just heard Dick Gaukin singing Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. And that was quite a controversial song during the Vietnam era. I remember when there used to be a television show on called The Smothers Brothers. And at that time, a man called Pete Seeger was blacklisted. And despite the fact that he was blacklisted, The Smothers Brothers invited him on to their show to sing Waist Deep in the Big Muddy, and that was, they went off the air after that. The studio took them off the air, and they were no longer on the air, but it was a wonderful statement. It's a statement of how powerful folk music is. So keep on singing, folks. Prior to that, we heard Jenny Hawker and Tracy Schwartz singing Waiting for the Boys to Come Home, and previous to that, Tommy Sands, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Previous to that, we heard Hazel Dickens singing, Will Jesus Wash the Bloodstains from Your Hands? I remember her singing that live at Wintergrass a couple years ago, and before she sang it, she dedicated it to George Bush, Will Jesus Wash the Bloodstains from Your Hand? We kicked off this morning with Kenny Baker fiddling Flopperino. I want to intersperse our show today. I've got a lot of singing songs, but I want to intersperse with some instrumentals, and this one is Lester Flatten, Earl Scruggs, What Would You Give in Exchange for Your Soul? Actually, it's not an instrumental, but next tune, What Would You Give in Exchange for Your Soul?
What would you give
in exchange?
What would you give
in exchange?
What would you give
in exchange for your soul?
Oh, if today God's calling you away, what would you give in exchange for?
What would you give
in exchange?
What would you give?
And in exchange,
what would you give?
In exchange for your soul. Would you give in exchange for your soul?
Thank you.
Yes, that was Turn, 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 by as performed by Bruce Cockburn. That song was written by Pete Seeger, and the words came from the Bible, from the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm using a lot of material this morning from the compilation dual CD set called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? It's the songs of Pete Seeger, and it's featuring a bunch of outstanding musicians, many of whom you'll hear later this morning. Now it's time for Eric Bogle, and he's written a song about singing. It's one of my favorites.
We are well met, my friends, in this place tonight, though most of us are strangers to each other. The many paths that led us here will mingle and unite as we walk down this same road together. And so when the music starts, open up your heart. Let it soar like a lark in early morning. Sorrow, care, or fear tonight have no place here. They shall all soon disappear in the sound of singing. This crowded age we live in gives us little time or choice. Small, simple dreams are often derided. But tonight we shall sing in a common human voice. Tonight we shall be not divided. So for these few hours at least, let your spirit be released. May you find peace if peace is what you're seeking. The frantic, ceaseless roar of the world outside our door. Shall this night fade before the sound of singing? And so when the music starts, open up your heart. Let it soar like a lark in early morning. Sorrow, care, or fear tonight have no place here. They shall all soon disappear in the sound of singing.
Wasn't that wonderful? Eric Bogle. Hey, I forgot to tell you when I was on just a second ago that you are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 in the Columbia Gorge, and 100.7 in the Willamette Valley. And now it's time for a traditional piece, Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Strands and polishes of gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet.
Don't you know it's darkest before the dawn? And this thought keeps me moving on. If we could heed these early the time is now, quite early morning. If we could heed these early warnings, the time. Say that humankind won't long endure, but what makes them all so sure? I know that you who hear my singing could make those freedom bells.
Another message has been sent to his mom and dad. Your son was killed in action, was the way the message read. Your son will not be coming home, they told me he was dead. They sent him to Vietnam, his heart was young and gay. It's hard for me to realize they'll bring him home this way. His troubles are all over, his work on earth is done. A mother has a purple heart in memory of her son. Here with me, and then they called his number to go across the sea. I still couldn't hear his smiling voice and see his curly hair. Oh, somehow I can't believe our baby boy is dead. They sent him Vietnam. His heart was young and gay. It's hard for me to realize they'll bring him home this way. His troubles are all over, his work on earth is done. A mother has a purple heart in memory of her son. Sky. He'll never have to fight no more or see his buddies die. Jesus now has called him to live up there on high. We won't say goodbye to him, we'll meet him by and by. They sent him to Vietnam, his heart was young and gay. It's hard for me to realize they'll bring him home this way. His troubles are all over, his work on earth is done. A mother has a purple heart in me.
Well, that was Red Allen singing Purple Heart. Prior to that, we heard Holly Near, Quiet Early Morning, and we kicked off that little set with Simon and Garfunkel doing their Scarborough Fair Canticle. Coming up on the KBOO News this morning at 7, Amnesty International is urging Internet users to stand up for their online freedoms. Colombia's President Alvaro Uribe has been reelected by a whopping 62% of voters. And Iraq's new foreign minister says that Iran has a right to pursue nuclear research, this from two nations that have traditionally been enemies. Portland area weather today, mostly cloudy this morning or patchy morning fog. Showers likely later in the day. Highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. These stories and more are coming up on the KBOO Morning News at 7. I invite you to stay tuned to KBOO, not just for the news, but all day. Okay, Chris Brashear was formerly from Oregon. Now we've got a song of his coming up, Lost Soldier Son. He played back, gosh, long time ago with John and Sue Averill down in the Eugene area. The name of the band was, you might remember, Kentucky Road. But now he's moved on to a national artist, Chris Brashear.
Because they believe in the flag or a gun. They miss him because they remember him well and love him so dearly for the day that he fell. All I knew was a picture, some stories they told about young Carl Jr., that good-hearted boy. We had a connection, I'll tell it to you. He liked the good music now, just like I do. I see a kind face staring down from the wall. Every time that I pass through my grandparents' hall, it's almost reflection, a face so like mine. My Uncle Carl Jr. now in the grave line.
So dearly for the day that he fell. as lovely as the song is, and this song has been kind enough to make friends for me around the world, and it seems to mean something different to every ear that hears it. It's a beautiful song, and I think the most beautiful song that I've ever been given the honor of singing, and it's a Julie Gold song called From a Distance. From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. And from a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. And it's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is. Even though we are at war, from a distance I can't comprehend what all this war is for. It's the love of loves. It's the heart of every man. It is the hope of hopes. It's the love of loves. This is the song of every man.
Well, that was Nancy Griffith, From a Distance, and I just find that song so powerful, the message in it, and just can't be sung and played enough. Prior to that, Nancy Griffith, If I Had a Hammer, another powerful message, and we kicked off that little set with Chris Brashear, Lost Soldier Son. I wanted to remind you that coming up on the KABU Morning News, This morning, Memorial Day, Amnesty International is urging Internet users to stand up for their online freedoms. Colombia's president, Alvaro Uribe, has been reelected a whopping 62% of vote by a whopping 62% of voters. And Iraq's new foreign minister says that Iran has a right to pursue nuclear research. This from two nations that have traditionally been enemies. These stories and more on the KBOO Morning News at 7. Portland area weather today, mostly cloudy this morning or patchy morning fog. Showers likely later in the day. Highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 40s to lower 50s. It is Memorial Day. I've selected some pieces that are both respectful and, I think, powerful messages of peace, but respectful soldiers as well. I want to play now a song from Mike Stallman, and it's from his album First Dance. It's a traditional tune that was probably played around the time of the Civil War. It's called Sally Ann. Once we have a little bit of... Actually, we're not playing that one right now. The CD player has gone to sleep. I've never seen that before. We're switching over to Great Northern Plains, who are singing a tune about two brothers during the Civil War, two little boys.
Two little boys had two little toys. Each had summer day, warriors both of course. One little chap had a mishap, broke off his horse's head, wept for his toy but cried for joy when he heard his brother say, do you think I could leave you crying when they threw my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and stop your crying. We'll mend up your horse with glue. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And maybe you will remember when we were two little boys. Do you think I could leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Joe, and soon we'll be flying through the ranks of the boys in blue. Can't you see, Jack, I'm all a tremble, and it may be the flash and the noise, or it may be because I remember when we were two little boys. Or it may be because I remember when we were two little boys.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you. This is my song, thou God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. My country's skies are bluer than the ocean, and sunlight beams on clover leaf and pine. But other lands have sunlight too and clover, and skies are everywhere as blue as mine. Oh, hear my song, thou God of all the nations, a song of peace for their land and for mine.
Okay, well, that was Joan Baez singing, I know it as a gospel tune, Finlandia. Prior to that, we had Mike Stallman and Mike Eisler playing Sally Ann from Mike Stallman's latest CD, First Dance. Prior to that, Great Northern Plains with their tune, Two Little Boys. We have some Mike Stallman in the background trying to keep that low level, but you can still hear it. It's time for the folk news. Okay, today, Monday, you can hear Lee Highway at the Willamette Valley Vineyards. It's a Memorial Day weekend wine fair. They'll start playing at 12 and they'll play till 5 p.m. And that's located on Enchanted Way in Salem. Wednesday, May 31st, Zach Driscoll in three-quarter time at the OSU Antioch House. And that starts at 7:30. Friday, June 2nd, Lee Highway at the Eugene Public Library, starting at 7 p.m. Saturday, June 3rd, we have the Puddletown Ramblers will be part of Hawkinson, Washington Fun Days from noon to 3. There will be a pancake breakfast parade, a carnival petting zoo, and lots of local crafters and vendors in the marketplace. Bring the whole family, it says. This is an all-day event, and that's downtown Hawkinson, Washington. You take I-5 exit 2 east to Hawkinson. Sunday, June 4th, Rose City Bluegrass will play hard driving bluegrass at the Milwaukee Farmers Market from 10 to 1. It says that you can get good grub there too at the same time. I don't think from the bluegrass band, but at the farmers market. Oh, June 2nd, we have the 20th anniversary of Sidekicks Bluegrass Band, and there's a reunion going on, and that will be at McMiniman's Rock Creek Tavern. That starts about 5, as I recall. 5:30 or so, and some of the former members of Sidekicks are, the list is amazing, but we've got Ken Brown, he's coming in from Alaska for that, we've got Leroy Newport, Susan Wilkes, Joe Boozer, Gretchen Amon, and many more, and I think Great Northern Plains is playing that night with them as well as No Strings Attached. June 9th through 11th, the third annual Lewis and Clark, hold on a second. Okay, we got the Lewis and Clark Bluegrass Festival and Dutch Oven Rendezvous at Sacagawea State Park in Pasco, Washington. June 10th, we've got an All Musicians Acoustic Jam and Open Mic at the Gresham Little Theater. That's from 5 to 10 p.m. And the Gresham Little Theater's out there on, can't remember the name of the road in Gresham. So, Sunday, June 4th, 7 p.m., a special house concert is coming up. Dix Bruce and Jim Nunley will be playing at a home in Northeast Portland. For more information, call 503-282-0883. Dick Spruce and Jim Nunley are terrific singers noted for their brother duets. They perform a range of music from old country to bluegrass, and their originals span a range of styles as well. They're on a tour right now of the Western States on behalf of Martin Guitar, and Martin selected them to present their guitars at clinics and local music stores. Let's just do a couple more here. Let's go out to, let's see, we've got June 11th, Molly Bloom at Lefty's Pizzeria in Salem, 5 p.m. That's in Salem. Stay tuned to KABU for more folk programs and news. Okay, let's hear some more of Mike Stallman on Lost Indian.
Machine guns are roaring, As I walked out one evening to breathe the air and soothe my mind, I thought of friends and the home I had and all those things I left behind. Whoa, a silent star shone on me. My eyes saw the far horizon as if to pierce this veil of time and escape this earthly prison. Whoa, will there come a time when the memories fade and pass on with the long, long years, when the ties no longer bind? Lord, save me from this darkest fear. Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to be a stranger. In this place so far from home, they know my name, but they don't know me. They hear my voice, they see my face, but they can lay no claim on me. Oh, will there come a time when the memories fade and pass on with the long, long years, when the ties no longer bind? Lord, save me from this darkest fear. Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to be a stranger. As I walk this universe, I free my mind of time and space. I wander through the galaxy, but never do I find my place. Whoa, will there come a time when the memories fade and pass on with a long, long, darkest fear? Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to be a stranger. Lord, save me from this darkest fear. Don't let me come home a stranger. I couldn't stand to be a stranger.
Well, that was Tim O'Brien, Please Don't Let Me Come Home a Stranger. Yeah, I think the song speaks for itself. Before that, it was Farewell Angelina. That's a Bob Dylan tune. Bob Dylan words sung by Joan Baez. Prior to that, I don't remember. I just don't. And I didn't write it down. So, but it was good. It was good. Okay, we've got time for just a few more tunes, and I've got some wonderful powerhouse songs I want to fit in here. Let's hear Misty River with Ashokan Farewell.
Thank you. Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was waiting, he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs. A man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn and to pity, but the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared.
Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Who'll come waltzing Matilda with me?
Thank you. This is Gretchen. I want to thank you for tuning in today for this Memorial Day special on Focus Espresso. Stay tuned next week. The regular programming staff will be back. You just heard Eric Bogle, and the band played Waltzing Matilda. You are tuned in to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 in the Columbia Gorge, and 100.7 in the Willamette Valley. Stay tuned at 7 for the KBOO Morning News. It's time now for just a brief announcement, and then we'll move on to the news.